This is the Seabed Daily Text. The change that could change everything for us. Colossians 2, 9 and 10. For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. Consider this. For me, these are among the most extraordinary and powerful words in all of the Bible. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. Notice the verb tenses. All the fullness of the God lives in bodily form in Christ. God now lives completely and totally, yet not exclusively, because there's also the Father and the Spirit, in whom also the fullness of God lives completely and totally. This has been happening in the past and is now happening in the present. Now note the past tense in verse 10. In Christ, you have been brought to fullness. It is done. An accomplished reality. The big question for us Christians is, are we living in this reality? Or are we still waiting on something else to happen? If we are not living in this reality, it stands to reason we are not real Christians. I know that sounds harsh, but sometimes we need to be confronted with the plain truth of Scripture. So how about it? Are you living in the reality of the fullness of God in your life? Or are you still waiting on something else to happen? What if I told you I put $100,000 in a special account at your bank last night? And what if I told you it wouldn't show up on your online banking app or on your bank statement? The only way you could access the money would be to spend it by writing a check or by using your debit card. What would you do? Today's text is effectively telling us that we have all the fullness of God in our spiritual bank account, in our physical bodies. God is not waiting on us to do something. He's waiting on us to write the check, to spend the funds, to move in faith on the fact of His fullness being present right now. The fundamental shift so desperately needed in our discipleship today is the movement from what we need God to do for us to moving out in faith on what God has already done. And in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. We must make a bold shift in our faith from "fill me with the fullness of God" to "I am filled with the fullness of God." On your mark, get set, go. That's Domino 2:10, Colossians 2:10, that is. The fullness of God, cries out in every age to be tipped over. It is a mountain mover. The prayer. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, in whom dwells all the fullness of God in bodily form. Thank you for making us alive in him and pouring out his fullness into our lives. I confess I struggle with this. I believe it, yet I do not act on it. I keep asking, and yet I hear you saying, it's already done. Now move out on it. I will. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The questions. Number one, how about you? Are you living in the reality of the fullness of God? Or still asking God to do it? Number two, what do you think it will mean for you to make this shift from fill me with your fullness to I am filled with your fullness? And number three, could part of the problem be that you are trying to go it alone? That you aren't closely enough related to other believers going this journey? For the awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.